From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump draws criticism from Democrats for encouraging Russia to share information that it might have about his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Trump was speaking in a Wednesday news conference where he downplayed accusations from his critics that he has close ties to Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. Trump's Democratic Party opponents have said there are signs that Russia hacked into the Democratic National Committee's email server and leaked embarrassing messages in order to help Trump's campaign. Trump has dismissed accusations of colluding with Russia, but he told the news conference that he thinks Moscow might know the whereabouts of potentially sensitive emails that Clinton deleted from her personal server while she was U.S. Secretary of State.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Clinton's campaign responded to that by saying, "This has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent." Well, Trump supporter and former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich rebuffed that criticism, sending a tweet that reads, "The media seem more upset by Trump's joke about Russian hacking than by the fact that Hillary's personal server was vulnerable to Russia." Well, U.S. President Barack Obama will be the featured speaker at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia on Wednesday, day three of the four-day event. Obama is expected to tell Americans why he thinks Hillary Clinton should replace him in the White House when he leaves office in January. This is VOA.